I told the doctor in the state parlor that my insanity was hereditary, and just how long I had been crazy. Well, there was none else that knew. I had all the record of my history in my head, and I thought that by giving the doctor the outlines correctly, that he would readily know what disposal to make of my case. Perhaps he did know, and if he did, he will remain a guilty man. Although I was permitted to leave alive, there are numbers of others who end their days there by indirect murder. It is always understood by the attendants how to treat the different patients, or how the doctors wish them treated, and then, if one is troublesome and rather feeble, they are very apt to depart this life in a short time. A continual dropping will wear stone, and I saw one feeble person after another drop away without any particular care or attention. What kind of nurses are those little girls who go there to hire out? They are from the factories and kitchens and country, now and then a tailoress, and often some botch of a dressmaker who is not qualified to get a living by her trade in rational society, selects that institution as a place of residence. For such work is just as good to tear to pieces as any, and it is not near as hard work as the more finished dressmaking is to dissect. The violent patients do not think it much of a job to take a dress to pieces there, but those who have great force of character must dispose of it somehow or other, and if they cannot in the natural way, they will invent some other plan. This propelling power cannot be suppressed as long as there is mind left, for mind will act. It is a law of nature, and to lock up such a person for a long time is sure destruction to the reason in some shape or other. That is the class of patients who become desperate, and terribly so when excited. To build a fire in a tight air stove and not allow the heat to pass off as fast as it rarefies, I suppose there would be an explosion. For heated air will have vent, and I do not see why we cannot apply the same principle to mind. I should think that a little observation would teach us that it might be a fact.